Was talking and I realized that my mic was off. So let's do this again. Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's 9:02 p.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That song that just played was Shark Smile Edit by Big Thief, one of my favorites. And up next, we've got I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. Please enjoy. I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin, obviously, the one and only. Today I was going through my mail and I found a little moth in my mailbox, which was so cool because it was like Wow, there's a little moth in my mailbox. What are you doing in here? And yeah, I love mail and I love moths, so it felt kind of perfect. And it was Monday, or it is Monday. This happened a couple hours ago, which is pretty epic because moths on Epic Monday, a good omen, if I do say so myself. Anyway, we've got some good songs, or I don't know who we would refer to, but I've got some good songs for you on today's show. Definitely some weird ones. We're going to be kind of deviating from what I normally play, but you know what? Experimentation is good. So let's get to it. Up next is the Carnival of Animals XIII Le Cygne, which I think means swan. Yeah, and this is a classical song that I think is really beautiful. So yeah, here it is. Okie dokie, artichokey. Welcome back. That was the Carnival of the Animals, XIII, the Swan, by Camille Saint-Saëns. I totally pronounced that wrong, but that's what it was. And isn't it so beautiful? It always makes me feel like I'm like flying. Like I feel like that's what birds like. Feel like, as as they're flying, but also as a concept. Yeah. At my summer camp, there's like a family of swans, and they would just like float around on the lake, and they were so beautiful. And I would just like watch them at sunset, and I was like, wow, they are so beautiful. Yeah, if you see swans in the future, lucky you. Up next, we've got a little change of pace. It's Time Will Tell by Blood Orange, an epic Moth Time classic, if I do say so myself. Yeah, please enjoy. Nice. Okie dokie. That was Time Will Tell by Blood Orange. Yeah, a lovely song that always makes me wanna dance. Up next, we've got a special something. I usually don't play Joni Mitchell, but today I'm gonna play a Joni Mitchell song, even though it's really sad. So buckle up. It's River by Joni Mitchell up next.
Reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby to help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad, now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Hello, it's me, obviously. That was River by Joni Mitchell. So sad and also so good. And I only realize now that it sounds a lot like that one Christmas song. I don't really celebrate Christmas, so I don't really know what it is, but it's like the one that's like, Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's like dun, dun, all the way. Oh, it's Jingle Bells. Oh my God. Yeah, it kind of sounds like Jingle Bells, but like sad, somber, like I've just lost the love of my life and I don't know what to do. Jingle Bells. Yeah. There's a band like practicing in the studio across from me and I can see them but I can't hear anything, so they just look really silly because I don't know. Yeah, people always make like the music face. They're all making their like music faces. Whoa, the computer just did something. Anyway, I'm being a silly little guy and I should probably play the next song, which is a really fun one. It's All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis Polisar. Just makes you want to get up and dance, am I right? Well, maybe not, but whatever. It's All I Want Is You, Barry Lewis Polisar.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. Tall, the rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Hello! That was All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis Polisar. It's featured prominently in the movie Juno, which is fantastic. One of my favorites, obviously. Why else would I be talking about it on my epic Moth Time show? Before I play the next song, I think some of you know what's coming. So fasten your seatbelts, hold on, get ready. It's gonna be a wild ride. As you all listen to me talk about none other than dried fruits. Yeah, you know it. It's the dried fruit PSA. Let's go. Where is it? I'm stalling a little bit because I can't find it. Dried fruits. Maybe I have it memorized by now. Looking for some sweet... Yeah, wait, no, I could probably do it from memory. Okay, dried fruit PSA. Let's see, I've got it in front of me, but I'm going to try to do it from memory. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, bananas, pears, peaches, plums. I messed that part up. Okay, anyway, we'll restart it. I got like a third of the way. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Woohoo! Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Ah! I almost dropped the dried fruit PSA. Anyway, up next we've got another epic Moth Time classic. This is one of my favorite songs. It's Georgia by Phoebe Bridgers. Please enjoy.
Georgia, Georgia, I love your son. And when he gets older, he might be the one. He might be the one. Georgia, Georgia, he has beautiful bones. And he never lies or picks up his phone. Sometimes in the pouring rain, he'll fall in the mud and get back up again. And if you find me, will you know me? Will you tell? My new machine. He's a fine new addition, so young and so clean. So young and so clean. He came up through the water without a sound. With my back to the shoreline, I dreamt that he drowned. Dreamt that he drowned. Sometimes when he looks at me, I know he needs you. You're all that he sees. If I breathe you, will it kill?
Phoebe Bridgers' Georgia. Yes, much better than the state, if you ask me. Up next, we've got a song that I'm obsessed with. Like, genuinely, I've listened to this song over and over and over and over and over again this week. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I literally, I'm haunted by this song. And I don't even know why, because, like, it's very different from what I, like, normally listen to. And it's just, like, something about it really is getting to me. And it just makes me want to, like, I don't know, like, break out into, like, a dance or, like, start, like, slapping my knees or something. I think it's a country song. I don't know, which is already a red flag. But, like, unless it's Dolly Parton, like, it's a red flag. But this song is, like, haunting. Maybe it's the guitar riff. I don't know. But I'm kind of mesmerized by this song. And it's a little embarrassing because, I don't know, people always make fun of, like, country music. Personally, country music is not, like, my favorite. Unless it's obviously Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. But I do think it's, like very emotional music sometimes. It's like rooted in like really hard feelings and intense like emotions that people are trying to like grapple through, which is, it's pretty epic to me. Like, rock and roll could never. So anyway, this is John Came Home by Benjamin Dakota Rogers. Get ready, it's kind of a whirlwind.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm back. Wasn't that crazy? Like, I felt like I was reading some intense epic novel or watching like a candle lit puppet show saga. Like, I don't know, some songs have such a good narrative and you can't help but be like enraptured by it. Also, whoever's playing the guitar on that song is like wicked fast. That must be crazy, and the violins are so intense and like it's just everything about it is like such a, and it's like a classic story too. It's like the guy comes home from war and his wife has gone and left him for his brother, and then he's gonna go kill his brother, and then he looks his wife in the eyes and says, "Ah," and then she's like, "You killed the man I love," and he's like, "I'm the man you love," and it's like so dramatic. Yeah. Anyway, that was Benjamin Dakota Rogers, John Came Home. For a little change of pace, up next, we've got My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit, another song that has just enraptured me this week. Enjoy!
There's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on. No, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings. Time raises on. Just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice calling out for me. These shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for reason, be it for love, I won't take the
drama on Epic Moth Time tonight. That was My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit. Yeah. Also a big wild Western? Actually, I don't know if it's Western. It sounded more like Americana to me, but nonetheless, the sentiments of drama are the same. But not drama in the, like, dramatic sense. Drama in the, like, intense sense. Yeah. The like, deepening of life sense. I was going to do a poem, but I can't find it. So I might just say a poem that I remember from middle school. Not middle school, elementary school. This is... I don't actually remember what it's called, but I know it's by Jack Prieletsky, and it's about penguins, so here we go. Every morning in Fort Myers, on the Gulf of Mexico, there's a flock of puzzled penguins, looking high and low. Along the beach they waddle, searching for a sign of snow, but they won't find it in Fort Myers, on the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, pretty epic. I think the band across from me is playing the Ghostbusters song. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! Yeah, I do it better than they do. Up next, we've got a lovely little song. It's Do You Believe in Magic by The Loving Spoonful.
I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind.
Do You Believe in Magic by The Loving Spoonful. Now, I hinted at this earlier, but the only true country performer I can stand with all of my heart is Dolly Parton. And it wouldn't be fair on this soulful evening of epic moth time to not play Dolly Parton. Therefore, up next, we have my absolute favorite Dolly Parton song. It's Jolene. Please enjoy.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I'm back. That was Jolene by the one and only Dolly Parton, obviously. I've been thinking really hard about what to play next. And in light of tonight's dramatics, not in the sincere way, but like in the most sincere form of dramatic you can use, I thought it would be best to play one of the most dramatic songs I can think of. And that, my friends, is Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. So, as one of the last songs on Epic Moth Time, please enjoy. It's Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. And specifically the bridge. The bridge of this song is probably the best bridge you could ever write. Yeah, so get ready.
I've seen the world, done it all, had my cake now. Diamonds, brilliant, and billion now. Hot summer nights, mid-July, when you and I were forever wild. The crazy days, city lights, the way you'd play with me like a child. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I got nothing but my aching soul? I know you will, I know you will, I know that you will. Will you still love me when I'm
her back to put this in your minds. The bridge of this song is, "Dear Lord, when I get to heaven, please let me bring my man. When he comes, tell me that you'll let him in. Father, tell me if you can. All that grace, all that body, all that face makes me wanna potty. He's my son. He makes me shine like diamonds." Isn't that not the best verse you've ever heard? And then the violins crescendoing. It's crazy. But yeah. With that, I give you the last song of Epic Moth Time. And that is "I Don't Want to Lose" by Kate Bollinger. It's been an amazing show. I'm glad that you all tuned in. And just remember, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny, and you just listened to Epic Moth Time.
I just wanna